If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. Let's go ahead and say hi to caller 20, which puts us on someone by the name of Dylan. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, you are caller 20.
Oh, awesome. That's amazing.
Great news for you. 4 tickets, Knott's Berry Farm, in your future. Hold on, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Thank first you time. For start. First time winner, huh?
First time Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
It'll be. Do they get a little button there?
Yeah, you get a button. It's
first visit.
It's the Disney button. It's just right over with a Sharpie. It's cool. Anyway, you get that. Enjoy your trip there. Another chance to win those 4 tickets coming up in about an hour. The Bud Light Bros, I would argue, are, if not the biggest fans of this show, they're the most dedicated, loyal, because they felt the need to tattoo our show logo on their neck. And that is a very nice thing for them to do. And I was upset the other day, and they left a nice new message. Apparently, we have an update, a very exciting update in their lives. But I was upset the other day because comedian Jerry Seinfeld apparently attacked the Bud Light Bros.
Recently or 30 years ago?
No, this happened recently because, listen to this. This is the Bud Light Bros, as you know, they have this catchphrase they've been saying. It's what they're known for. They say,
"It is what it is."
That's kind of their thing. That's when we met them in Vegas a few years ago, they were hammered. And all they could really say was, "It is what it
is."
We were asking
them about their alcoholism.
Yeah. And it really didn't matter what the question was. Everything was, "It is what it is." And they went into a rant and they said that. They must have said that phrase 1,000 times. Well, now Seinfeld, I guess in some recent material, claims that the biggest idiots on the planet use the phrase, "It is what it is."
Sometimes we run out of opinions. We make them up. "It is what it is" is a very popular opinion statement nowadays. I'm sure some idiot said it to you today.
"It is what it is."
So he's basically going after the Bud Light Bros personally now.
Can't get through a day without somebody going, "Well, it is what it is." "Why are you alive?"
And I don't like that at all because he's getting very aggressive.
No, a lot of people are asking why the Bud Light Bros are still alive.
That's the part
and
that's
how.
Crazy. Anytime someone dies, it's really remarkable that they're still alive. They drink so much alcohol. I mean, they drink, as we learned when they were on with us, 30 beers at a time and multiple days a week. I think every day of the week.
Yeah. And I think they would go through withdrawal at this point if they had less.
But then they lost their job. And we were trying to help them get a job. And listen to this, Allie.
"What's up, Crying Allie? It's the Bud Light Bros. Man, it's been about a month since we last checked in, and we were all proud because we got jobs. But, man..."
And a lot of people, even listeners of ours that are fans of the show, said, "We can't hire these guys. They're a liability. They drink too much, and they will always miss work to support our show. If we're doing a live broadcast somewhere..."
Oh, yeah, noon in Orange County, they'll be there.
So at some point, how could you hire these guys if they're going to put our show, and also one of them has a giant tattoo of our show on their neck? But anyway, didn't stop them from getting hired.
"Them guys had us going from Northside Long Beach, where we live, all the way to Santa Fe Springs, Buena Park, Whittier, Anaheim."
This was their old job. I guess they had to drive a bunch of places, so they were in the car forever, which is how they found a show, which is good for us. But then,
well, their last job involved so much driving.
So much drinking and driving, right?
"Man, that's like 20 miles from our house. We ain't boo-boo the fool. So we told them, 'Take your jobs and shove it.'"
I don't think that's what happened. I think they got fired. But okay, that's fine. That's the way they tell the
story. I
think
after they say you're fired, they just go, "Well, then take this job and shove it.
Right. It doesn't have the same impact after you've been let go.
"Man, for a week, we did odd jobs like, tire rotations, oil changes, brake pad changes, truck for hire. Whatever we need to do."
I don't even think they were getting paid to do that. I think they were just going up to cars that were parked and doing that.
Maybe.
"Yeah, because beer don't pay for itself. But we finally found a gig 2 miles from our house. Our commute is only 6 minutes from our house."
Oh, no, are we losing them as listeners?
I think we've lost them now. Kindergarten teachers.
Viva Klein Alley Show for 6 minutes.
6 minutes a day.
"We loving it. The job is super easy. It pays the bills and pays for our Bud Light. Anyway.
We found out they were spending $1,000 a week just on their beer. $1,000 a week.
What? Is that correct? There's no way. I think it's a month.
No, no. I thought that was what they were spending a week. Because they load up the back of their pickup truck with all of the cases. Whenever the Bud Light's
a
30...
Yeah, but even if you drink a 30 a day for each of them, it's not $1,000 a week.
So maybe that's what they were spending every other week. I don't know. It felt like it's
30 for like $22.50.
We heard talk.
Speaking from another alcoholic who knows the price of beer.
Yeah, yeah. Jake knows this thing. Anyway, there's a reason for their call. You know, they always need something.
We heard talk about our favorite show going back to our favorite town, the birthplace of sin, Las Vegas.
We mentioned maybe we're talking about potentially doing something in Vegas this summer with a bunch of listeners. We haven't figured it out yet. Of course, it involves a lot of people that have to do a lot of things to make it happen. But
a lot of contracts on
you. A lot of contracts.
Gambling, drinking, and Klein's favorite, engaging with whores.
It's not my favorite. I don't
they
like
they always give a nice soundbite.
Yeah, I don't. That's not my favorite. Omar said
Klein's
that.
Klein's favorite, engaging with whores.
Imagine the Bud Light Bros on the strip, at the pool, in the cabana, with all the K-Rock staff and the Klein Alley Show army. We ready. Hashtag grow the show.
Beautiful.
Viva Klein Alley Show.
Right.
It's Bud Light, bro. It is what it is.
There they go.
Sweet divot.
All right.
Love you guys.
They've been unofficial VIPs for a while now with the K-Rock staff.
Apparently.
They really want to make sure that the Bud Light Bros are taken care of. I think at this point, though, they would be able to quit their jobs and become full-time influencers.
I think
they would be great influencers.
They've got a great thing going on there. It feels like one of those SNL sketches that just keeps going on.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't stop when it should have. But the Bud Light Bros, I enjoy them. And
like
they
halfway through, you're like, this bit is getting old. And then
old.
It gets funny again.
Except I'm waiting for the part where it gets funny again. But I do like those guys, and they are loyal, diehard fans. So thank you for that. And if you don't have a neck tattoo of our show, then you're not a real fan just yet. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, things are about to get damn good. If you are looking for a brand new giant TV, and your father still takes your calls, or if you're a father, you've got an adult child, and they will take your calls. We'd love to love you to join us for a little round of Father Knows Best. We will come up with the topics. It will be uncomfortable and awkward, like when a sex scene comes on an HBO show that you're watching together. But it still will be worth your time, because someone is going to get this giant TV. We do it next at 800-520-1067.
Starting tonight, it's...